Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You want to continue, or do you want to wait for someone else?
I may be behind. I don't know where you are. My company's gone today, but I was looking at the recordings to see if I could tell where you left off.
We left off at 353.
353, okay. Okay, I left off at 351, so I must have missed one day.
Yeah, we covered 52 and 53 on the day you missed.
Okay. Well, if I don't understand what's going on, I'll ask you your help. So if you want to go ahead, there is a possibility I'll get knocked off because I never got the message that I only had a certain amount of time left until July 5th, it said. And I guess it's because I've been using my cell because my visitor has been using the computer. And that's why. So if I get bumped off, I'll have to try the landline to get back on.
Understand.
Okay.
Well, let's get going. We're in section 42 of Parashat Noah from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And we're going to start with L'Shem Yichud. And we'll start with verse 354. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'kilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu. L'yakda l'shem yudhe b'vavhe. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. L'imud Torah mitzvah. L'asok Torah mitzvah. L'ayhi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunane aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunanehu. What are matu kam ashkahu behahu bika sitra to sitrin zayim tsu bika atar matu kam lehai sitra isha devahu inum at kafa. Ve'it mena'u, tokfa dehahu, zit rahawatalia, ve'it para'a behahiyo, vika ad denatla, taman telin, umashir yan. Kegavna de inun divanu karta umagdala ve'it yahivu kol ho bidaha ve'it katalu baman. Those who did not wish to leave under the influence of the end of the rite, the children of Ephraim who left Egypt before the end of the time of exile, panicked. They fell under the influence of the end of days on the slain, the strength of which had been weakened at the time of the generation of the Tower of Babylon. Now, because of their misdoings, the other side returned to power and killed them all. This is why the verse says, the valley which was full of bones. A verse from Ezekiel. Questions, comments, thoughts?
All right, that was verse 355.
Well, it's verse 354 in my book.
Oh, is it? Okay. Okay, well, I skimmed back to 352, because there was a question that I had. Let me see if I can see.
Good evening, Malcolm.
Good evening.
We okay. Just have read the English on verse 354. And now we're discussing whether it's verse 354 or 355, because the books are different.
Okay. I wondered, back in 352, when it said, and because their names had been changed, they could no longer invoke them. Was that the names of the Sephiroth that were changed?
The angels, the names of the angels. The names of the Sephiroth also, but not all of
also.
Them.
Also. Okay. All right,
that
now let me get back.
That was when Chesed became called Chesed instead of Gedulah.
Oh, yes, I remember that. That name changed. Okay. All right. My 354, I don't know if that's maybe another number for you, when it said, namely, the sons of Ephraim, that shocked me. And also your 354, which is my 355, it mentions Ephraim again.
Why don't you read your 354, because I don't have that.
Okay, in English?
Yes, unless you want to read the Aramaic.
Okay, in that plain, which is most hidden, they found ready a place for strengthening the evil side, but were still unable to fortify it. So the power of the other side remained latent in that plain until the armies and camps, like those who built the city and the tower, namely the sons of Ephraim, traveled and reached it. As he concludes, there they came under the influence of that side and were killed. And then your 354 is, you want me to read it again? I kind of would like to put it together because I was following. Okay. Those who did not wish.
We're going to call that verse 354a.
Okay, 54a. Okay. Those who did not wish to leave under the influence of the end of the right, the children of Ephraim who left Egypt before the end of the time of exile, panicked. They fell under the influence of the end of days on this plane, the strength of which had been weakened at the time of the generation of the Tower of Babylon. Now, because of their misdoings, the other side returned to power and killed them all. That is why the verse says, the valley which was full of bones, in Ezekiel 37:1. And the Torah, is that the group of the tribe of Ephraim that entered the land too early? It was not the right time. Seemed like I remember reading that it passed over 1 year.
They left Egypt too early. But they left Egypt, they got out of Egypt, and they didn't go into the land, and they kept going to the plain of Babel, the plain of Kinar. And that's where they died. Now the
valley of the dead bones, that's referring to that group in Ezekiel?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think we ever knew that.
Well, it's a midrash. It's a midrash.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, Melissa?
What plane did they die in?
The plane of Shinar, which was the plane that Nimrod controlled.
Okay.
10 generations, well, Let me think about that. It's six generations earlier. That's when the Tower of Babel took place with Nimrod. Then six generations later, Moses took them out of Egypt. So they left Egypt, I remember a figure of 30,000 people, but they left Egypt. They didn't go into the promised land. They went further and they ran into the Tower of Babel plain, which is known as the plain of Shinar, which we read earlier in this section. Because the Tower of Babel took place and they defeated, the Tower of Babel, peoples were separated, it weakened the positive system so that the tribe of Ephraim, who was connected to that, but they were told not to go. It was too early. Moses told them not to go. When Moses arrived and the first plague happened, I'm not sure exactly what the Midrash says when they left, but I think it was at the beginning of the year. And so they never went into the promised land. They went to the plain of Shinar, which is in Babylon. Is in Persia today, and I've heard, but I've not really researched it, that there was an archaeological dig that brought, they found on the plain of Shinar a material that felt like it was glass, which is what similar to what they found when they experimented with the atomic energy and the atomic bombs.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what this verse, these two verses are talking about.
So did they not know where the promised land was, or were they not, felt like they did not?
They didn't have a leader. They didn't really have a leader. They were panicking. You see what it says? They panicked.
They panicked.
They felt it was the end of the time of exile, so they panicked and left without a leader. Should I read verse 355 in my book, which is...
What's the first Aramaic word? And I can tell you if we're back to being the same verse, because we've never had that happen before.
No, the first verse is Inun.
That's 355 in mine.
And mine too. So it's just that you have that extra one, which we're calling, that extra one we're calling 354, and mine A. In this book is 354A. So we can go ahead to 355 unless you have questions still.
No, it's okay with me unless Malka wants to.
Oh, I'm fine. We can move on. Thank you.
Okay. Verse 355. Inun dilabao lemeifak beketz hayamin it behilu unfalu beketz hayamin behahu atar Beit Chalash, Takfa, Bekad Meta, the high Vega, the Adkatiz, the Heo Milea, Atsamot. In that plain, which is most hidden, they found ready a place for strengthening the evil side, but were still unable to fortify it. So the power of the other side remained latent in that plain until the armies and camps, like those who built the city and the tower, namely the sons of Ephraim, traveled and reached it. As he concludes, there they came under the influence of that side and were killed. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, that's my English verse 354. So it's just the numbering that's different. My 355 is really your 354, and my English, just the English 355 is really 354. So it's just a difference in the numbering. Other than that, it seems to be the same.
My question is, they were killed by the dwellers of the city where they were erecting the tower, the ones that brought straight judgment.
You're breaking up, Malka, so speak into the phone clearly, please.
My question is, they were killed by the dwellers of the city, the dwellers in the city that were erecting the tower that brought straight judgment on themselves.
It doesn't really say what they were killed by. What it says is that when they reached the plain of Shinar, they discovered weapons from Nimrod. And they were killed. It doesn't say how they were killed or why they were killed. Just that in that plain, they were influenced by the other side, and they were killed. Doesn't tell us how. What the archaeologists have said, and again, I haven't verified that, is that there was atomic weapons left by the people who built the Tower of Babel, and those atomic weapons were automatic. So when they got to that plane and the automatic weapons attacked them. That's a modern midrash. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But we're not being told how they died. Just that they were influenced by the negative system. We're not hearing you, Malka. Try again.
Was it a launch tribe at that time? And is that why they came under Judah's tribe?
Well, if you look into the Torah, you'll see the counting of the tribe of Ephraim. And you'll see if it was a large tribe, but not all of the tribe of Ephraim left, just some of them. And I remember vaguely somebody saying about 30,000 left. So you can look up that section in Ezekiel, in chapter 37. Or in late 36 and see how many they were.
Okay. Does it sound, well, it sounds like to me that the way they were killed were for those that were with followers of Nimrod.
Well, Nimrod was dead by 6 centuries. Nimrod was killed by Esav in his the fourth generation. So Nimrod was dead. The way to count the generations from Adam until Noah is 10. And from Noah until Abraham, which is the same as Nimrod, was another 10. Then you have 6 generations to Moses. So you have Abraham, and Isaac is one. Jacob is 2. The 12 tribes is 3. Their children is 4. And I'm missing one generation because Abraham is counted as 1. But if you go follow the lineage of Moses, Moses is the son of Moshe ben Amram, ben Levi, ben Jacob, ben Isaac, ben Abraham. Those are the 6 generations after Nimrod. Because Nimrod is connected to the father of Abraham.
Well, that's a significant number, 10, 10.
Say it again, please.
I said that's a significant number when you add up the generations that you were just speaking of, 10, 10, and 6, 26.
And that's because there were 974 generations before Adam. So Moses is actually the 1,000th generation. And we need to count how many generations between Moses to King David, and then from King David to our generation. And I don't know anybody has ever counted to our generation, only to King David. And I don't remember the lineage, but it's in the book of Ruth.
I think somewhere I have King David through Queen Elizabeth. I have a book on England that I got years ago when I was studying the tribes.
Which Queen Elizabeth? The first or the second?
I'm not sure. Probably the first. Because I've had it quite I don't know. This one is not something years old. So.
That was in the 1700s.
I'll check. I just got the book back. I had loaned it to somebody. I just put it back on the shelf about 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Was married to a Greek, and I forget what type of status he had. But she ended up saving a Jewish family, and she ended up being a nun the rest of her life after that. After the Holocaust. So, no, I think she's buried. I think she's buried in Israel, actually.
We don't have enough time to go to finish 356, so I'm not going to start it.
Okay.
Is it clear what happened to these three verses that we covered today?
Yes. There was new information for me, anyway.
You all have a good evening, and the 7 o'clock class will be on the Ari tonight. The Ari speaking about the Parasha of Pinchas.
Pinchas.
Shalom to all.
Okay, shalom. Thank you.